attention. Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Mike Houston.
How's it going, guys?
All right, Coach, we'll let you open up with a statement, then we'll go with questions. So,
all right.
Have at it. Thank you.
I about missed you guys. I about forgot about you. Ann caught me on my way out the door to go for a little jog. So, you know, just finished practice. You know, if you're not dealing with coronavirus stuff, you're dealing with a hurricane. So it's always always keeping you on your feet here in Eastern North Carolina. But started practice this morning. Lightning ran us off the field, so had to take a break. Came back this afternoon and was able to get practice in. And really good energy this afternoon. Had a pretty good mixture of run, play, action, pass period. Had some competition, ended with a really extended team period. Got a lot of reps in today. It's going to be a great film to watch. You know, saw a lot of really positive plays, both sides of the football. Really good energy. You know, coaches out there having fun. I mean, it was a really enjoyable afternoon on the field. One of those when you come off and you just feel good about you know, just the progress that you're making as far as the team as a whole.
Okay, we'll open up to questions.
Coach, this is Troy. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you.
I got a question for you. It's my understanding you're practicing right now. You're kind of breaking off into groups. Is that right?
Right, we are.
My question is, when do you think or when do you project a time when you'll be able to practice the team as one group and be able to run like a scrimmage, that type of deal, where you'll be able to have everybody on one field at the same time?
When the governor moves us to phase three, that'll be when that can happen. So you know, right now we're just having to keep guys on separate fields, you know, try to keep everybody spaced out. You know, we during some of our team sessions, you know, we're keeping guys all over the place to keep them getting crowded up, and try just to limit the number of players on one field at a time.
What happens if he doesn't go to phase three by August 29th?
Well, I don't know how you're going to play a football game without it. You know, I don't know how that happens. Maybe unless there's some kind of exception for sporting events.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Coach. How are the running backs looking thus far?
Really good. There's a ton of competition. You know, just I liked our guys last year, but there weren't many of them. And you look now, and you know, I feel very, very comfortable five deep. In the running back room, and I think they're all quality players. Certainly, the young ones, you know, they're lacking in some experience, but they're sure not lacking in ability. You know, the older players, you know, they've looked like what they should look like, you know, through the first four practices. But very pleased with that room.
Coach, can you talk about screening and testing, what you're doing to keep the situation under control?
Right. Well, you know, everybody gets screened every morning when they get to the facility. You know, they're not allowed in before they've done the questionnaire, temperature check, all that stuff. You know, we had a group of individuals tested today. We're testing the entire team and the entire coaching staff and the entire support staff. So anybody that is here on a daily basis is getting tested on Thursday morning. So, you know, we're going through and doing, you know, all those preventative measures to try to catch you know, any kind of outbreak before it gets going. You know, we have a low number of positive cases right now, as Mr. Gilbert referenced a couple days ago. So you hope that that's going to stay there.
Coach, how good do you feel after getting all these workouts in before the rain has rolled in? It's just beginning to roll in hard right now, and you managed to get another work in out today. You kind of feel good about where you are right now.
Well, I was glad to get today in, you know, because tomorrow's a little bit of an unknown as far as, you know, just, you know, are we going to be able to get a practice in or not? I'm okay either way tomorrow because we've got four straight days, which, you know, in a normal preseason camp, that wouldn't be, you know, that significant. But, you know, these kids haven't practiced since last November. So to get four straight days in is a little bit of a shock to their system. So, you know, if we have to take an off day from practice tomorrow, that's fine. If we're able to get one in tomorrow afternoon, that's fine too. We'll take a day off here sometime in the next couple of days just to give them a chance to get their feet back under them. So pleased with the work so far, though.
Coach, from your opening comments, was this one of those practices where you could just kind of think about football and not think about when you're going to play, if you're going to play, all that? Because it sounded like it was just one of those, like the old times.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, you had some jawing back and forth between the offense and the defense, and you had some big plays by the offense, and then the defense had some big plays. And it was just it felt like, I'm not going to say normal, because, you know, we're all out there with our masks up and you know, the kids are spread out all over the place. But it felt like more of a normal situation, you know, than it has so far. So it was a good afternoon. You know, a lot of fun out there. You know, it's always good when the kids will compete like that.
Coach, you had talked about Holton sort of being a mentor to some of the younger quarterbacks. Could you sort of update us on that development in his career?
Well, I mean, I think he embraces that. And, you know, certainly he has earned the respect of everybody in that room. You know, those kids, the young quarterbacks, you know, they look up to him. You know, we recruited the three freshmen talking about Holton. And, you know, so he is the, you know, unquestioned leader of that room. You know, and there's, I mean, you watch those young guys, and there's no denying the talent that they have. But there's so much more to playing the position than talent. And, you know, those intangibles are the things that Holton possesses and really is probably his strong suit. And so it's a deal where, you know, the freshmen are up for any advice he can give them. And I think he embraces and kind of cherishes kind of the role of being a guy that, hey, once I graduate, I want to make sure that there's somebody ready to go, you know, where we don't have a drop off in the program.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, what about Nigel Knott from Alabama, from a physical standpoint too? You know, when he left there, what's his kind of update and how is he health wise and impact wise? Can you tell and see a difference of him out there, an immediate impact type of guy?
Well, I mean, he had several positive days to start camp. Today, you know, had a little tweaked his hamstring a little bit, so wasn't able to go this afternoon. So we'll see how long that holds him out. Hopefully not very long, but, you know, he's a talented young man. You know, kind of the thing that bit him there was, you know, being able to stay on the field. And so that's, you know, it's going to be something here that, you know, he's going to have to get through that. You're going to have to get over that, you know, because if you're not on the field, you're not much of an impact. So hopefully it'll be a day or so and he'll be back.
What about Juwan Powell, also kind of staying in the secondary, is a guy that shifted around some last year.
Right.
Versatility. Do you see an ideal fit or position with him so far this preseason?
Well, you know, we've talked about it that, you know, he has the ability to play any of the five positions. Right now we've got him at the field safety. He had his best practice yesterday that I've seen out of him since he's been here. You know, made some really, you know, impressive plays and forced a couple of turnovers. He's looking more and more comfortable at that position. But, you know, we've got some pretty healthy competition there too, with, you know, Warren Saba is the experienced guy in the room, and then Robert Kennedy has been extremely impressive. So the good thing is, you know, you have more guys with high ability than what we had last year. So, you know, that competition is going to bring out the best in everybody.
Coach, how has the defense done with the alignment side of things? You guys put in so much stuff in the offseason as far as the defense. How are they doing with that?
Well, you know, Shank and I were talking at the end of the team period, and he said, I've never seen so much stuff in my entire life, you know, just with all the pressures and shifting in and out of the three down to four down and stuff like that. And so, and we do have a large package in. I don't know how much of it we can run well right now. The older players are handling it pretty good. The young guys are struggling. You got to be pretty simple with those young D linemen. The older D linemen handle it better. So, you know, I'd say it's good and bad. You know, there's some big plays out there when we do it well, and there's some big busts out there when we don't. But it's day four of camp. I'm just glad that we're getting to get out there and practice.
Coach, the second half of last season, particularly those last four games, the passing game was really efficient. With the atypical spring and summer, talk about how's the timing been during the first few practices, and then also that room as a whole. You have leadership from guys like Snead, right, Johnson, and Prohl, and then other young guys like Hatfield and Omotosho, who've really shown some things.
Right. You know, the time has been pretty good, especially considering the time off. But I think that's a credit to the fact that I know that Holton and those receivers did a lot of work when they were on quarantine. together. So, you know, we do have some talent in that room. I mean, Snead gives those safeties fits every day. I mean, it's, you know, it's like trying to, you know, catch a chicken out there. You know, he's just so quick, and he can make them look like a fool in the open field. And then CJ, I mean, he's been very impressive. Had a good day today. You know, Prohl's the steady guy. You know, he makes big plays. And Audie's been really solid. So, you know, those four guys, I think, in particular, have really kind of stood out from a leadership standpoint and a performance standpoint. And, you know, their timing with Holton's been very good.
Coach, quick question again. How do you rank these guys coming back now that they're officially with you strength and conditioning-wise? They've been off on their own for a long time. Now that you've seen them, they've been around you long enough. Where are you with this team strength and conditioning currently?
I think right now would be a good time for Big John to ask for a raise, because I think you see his value right now. You know, no matter how much a kid did on his own, it's not even close to when they've been with him for an extended period of time. You know, we could not play a game today. You know, we could not play four quarters. So, you know, we are, you know, developing depth, knowing that we're going to have to play a lot of guys early in the season. But you know, we're working to play ourselves into shape. You know, it was a pretty demanding practice today from a conditioning standpoint. And, you know, I just talked to the guys about, you know, you got to keep pushing, got to keep playing yourself into shape, keep working in the weight room. You know, but we're trying to make up for, you know, 4 months of training that, you know, is irreplaceable. And so it's just going to be a one day at a time kind of thing.
Thanks.
Anything else? All right, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot. See you whenever we get to practice again. I'll see you after that one.